KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's sunny and 17 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high around 50. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, a low of 33. And a reminder that the fire danger could reach the very high category this afternoon across portions of our listening area, especially in Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. And the fire danger looks to reach into the high category between now into early next week. The Creston Police Department says a woman residing in the 900 block of South Lincoln Street reported Tuesday night that sometime between January 1st, 2021 and March 30th, 2021, someone entered her home and went through her personal items. Missing property included a TV, jewelry box, coin, and other items. The loss was estimated at $500. The Adair County Board of Supervisors held an electronic meeting Wednesday morning during which they approved a bid of $25 for Mike Mangles for the Grove Township mowing. The board received four bids ranging from $25 on the low side to $35 on the high side. They also approved a child abuse prevention grant drawdown in the amount of $545.85. The Adair County Supervisors approved a recommendation from County Engineer Nick Kaufman to hire Luke Meisenheimer as a general equipment operator at a rate of $17.54 an hour. He'll begin his job April 12th. The board approved wage rate progressions for Secondary Roads employees Brad Cooper and Dustin Ford and a right-of-way contract for a reinforced concrete box culvert farm-to-market project on W-20 Jackson Township. Conservation Director Dominic Johnson provided the Adair supervisors with updates on camping rates.
Lake Orient will go to $20 per night. That's for electric and water and also use of the shower building and everything. Mormon Trail, we're going to stay at $8 a night for tent sites and 12 for electric sites. After the completion of the restroom facility, that will jump from 15 for tents and 20 for electric sites.
Johnson said also they've awarded a bid for the Mormon Trail shower house building, the groundwork for which will begin soon, contingent upon the signing of the contract. The total price, $217,319, which includes the building and work. A new meter from Serwa is an additional expense, and Johnson said that they will begin work soon on the shower house project, weather permitting, with the building delivered from the manufacturer in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, sometime in June. An information kiosk is also being installed at Lake Orient, Johnson said, and that should be ready by the end of the week. The Adair County Supervisors Wednesday heard from County Attorney Melissa Larson with regard to a solar panel ordinance and whether or not County Supervisor Steve Shelley, who has a wind turbine contract with MidAmerican Energy, has a conflict of interest with matters pertaining to approval of solar farms.
So with regards to Steve's agreement with MidAmerican, it's specific to the project in which the property itself is located. It's specific to the wind energy project. It's specific to the agreement itself, and any remedy, if it is violated, is for the parties, for MidAmerican and the specific landowner. So to me, that contract controls specifically to the project that Steve's property is located in, the wind energy project.
Her conclusion after reviewing the Code of Iowa was that his contract did not present a conflict of interest.
One being outside activity that involves the acceptance of money or other consideration to do something that the official would do as part of their regular duties, and another being outside activity that would be subject to the review, control, audit, or enforcement of the person during their performance of their official duties. None of these scenarios apply to an elected official who's a landowner in a wind energy contract with MidAmerican who would be participating in a discussion and voting on an ordinance pertaining to solar siting. So it's my recommendation or conclusion that I do not believe that Steve's contract with MidAmerican precludes him from participating in and voting on a solar ordinance.
That is particularly true, she said, with respect to the fact a solar ordinance is general and not specific to MidAmerican Energy. Larson said also her research has shown the board has the authority to enact an ordinance with regard to solar farms without having to turn matters over to the Zoning Commission. The supervisors discussed separation distances and setbacks during their meeting Wednesday with the Madison County Ordinance for Solar Farms as a guideline. A draft of the ordinance, which will include a road use provision, will be published specifying the distances as proposed by Supervisor Matt Wiedemeyer. Supervisor Shelley recapped some of those specifications.
You got 500 foot from a dwelling unit, regardless of project participation. In other words, nothing within 500 foot of a house. 500 foot from a property line, less than 10 acres, 250 foot from a property line on any property line, 50 foot from the roadway, and panels have to have native grass or manageable vegetation under them and decommissioning plan.
The ordinance is by no means official. It'll first be drawn up with a legal language by County Attorney Larson, published, and then there'll be several public hearings. The first draft reading is tentatively set for April the 14th. And that is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.